This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. This one coming to us from a blog post on the Mind's Eye website. Audio described Cardinals baseball debuted in 2021. So our friends over at Mind's Eye, an organization that offers live description for cultural and sporting events in the U.S., described over 60 home games for the St. Louis Cardinals at Busch Stadium this year. A couple games of note, July 25th, the Cardinals and the Pirates game for participants of the SOAR program at Lighthouse for the Blind St. Louis. The SOAR program, which is the Summer Orientation and Mobility Adapted Living Resource Program, is a highly intensive structured residential training program that provides specialized instruction to youths aged 16 to 21 who are legally blind. Then some more folks got a chance to take part in the live described action on August the 6th, the Cardinals and the Royals game for the SWKIA and SEKIA through Lighthouse for the Blind St. Louis. These are recreational developmental groups for individuals who are aged 8 to 18 who are blind and visually impaired and reside in southwest and southeast Missouri. And then on August 22nd, the Cardinals and the Pirates game was described for the Braille Brilliance Group from the Lighthouse for the Blind St. Louis. The Braille Brilliance program provides students and families with the goal-focused Braille tutoring and opportunities to connect with other Braille readers through fun-related activities. And students had a chance to fill out tactile scorecards during the game. Not a lot of commentary to offer here, just another great example of the guys at Mind's Eye doing incredible work in regards to giving people from the blind and low vision community in the St. Louis area an opportunity to take part in interesting cultural events. And this is a neat way to do it. And of course, baseball is one of those sports that people love. And there's always some interesting described video on the television side, but to offer it in the stadium, super, super cool. And to see Mind's Eye partnering with a couple of those local programs as well. Really, really neat. So happy snaps and happy claps today for our friends down at Mind's Eye. And we should get Jason Frazier, their CEO, on the show sometime again soon and talk a little bit about their amazing work. And as always, sneak in a little bit of wrestling talk. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.